This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free to join us here as we launch into yet another hour of fun where you can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything that you want on Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
By the way, want to welcome another affiliate of ours that has been on for weekends previously and now is coming on every weekday, WGOW-FM. In Chattanooga, Tennessee. Welcome aboard to our listeners there, where we've been on now for, I would say, several months on the weekends. I think, actually, we started almost a year ago, according to our affiliates list over at affiliates.freetalklive.com. It was February of 2018. GOW is an interesting station because there are actually two WGOW. So in the FCC parlance, there's the AM set of call letters, and then there's the FM set of call letters.
Often they're owned by the same company.
But not always.
Yeah. Usually they were owned by the same company and then were sold off.
Or sometimes they're owned by the same company, but they'll hold them in different markets.
Yeah.
So in this case, both calls are in the same market in Chattanooga there, and one's an AM, which we're on the AM on weekends. The AM had us on for an hour on weeknights. They no longer have the weeknight show, and that's now moved over to the FM side, which honestly, if we have to choose one or the other, FM's a better fit for Free Talk Live.
So both the AM and the FM are talk?
That's correct.
Programming?
Yeah, that's what's interesting about
it. That is very interesting.
Because they're two Cumulus stations, they're big stations, lots of listeners there, so welcome to the folks listening to us on 102.3 WGOW there in Chattanooga. They're grabbing the last 2 hours of our three-hour show live, so they're just now starting in this hour. If you're just tuning in to us, we have been talking about the government shutdown and how it's affecting some of these government bureaucracies, specifically in this case, the Bureau of Prisons.
Because this is an interesting one, right?
Yeah.
Like, they stop paying the prison guards, what happens?
Yeah.
When, you know, presumably they've got to make ends meet. They've got to pay the mortgages. So what are they going to do? Are they going to stop coming to work?
Last week was, you know, no matter what your job is, no matter how much you love it, how long are you going to go without a paycheck before you finally say, I got to find something else? And already TSA employees in the last week have been calling out of work big time. In the case of JFK Airport, it was 170 employees per day were calling out of the TSA. And we went into detail on that on our Saturday night show. The story we've got here is from NBCNews.com, where the shutdown marks the latest hardship for a group of roughly 36,000 federal employees who've been complaining about staff shortages. Now, to be clear, 36,000 within the Bureau of Prisons. Okay, so the federal shutdown is affecting about 800,000 federal employees. About half of those are being told, stay home, don't come in, we'll pay you after you come back, so they're going to get paid for staying home. But the other half, the other 400,000, of which the Bureau of Prisons is included, they're being told, come into work or you're going to get fired, and if you keep coming into work, eventually the paychecks will come. Eventually, these governments will get funded, these portions of the government will get funded and they'll get their pay. But that doesn't help them get the bills paid.
Yeah, the electricity company doesn't care.
Right. The
electricity,
mortgage.
Actually, they'll let you go for a little while, especially if you give them a reasonably good excuse. But the bank isn't going to care.
Nope, they're going to pay the mortgage.
They're going to charge you interest on that mortgage right off.
So, in addition to working without pay, many of the prison staffers, including correctional officers, were ordered to cut vacation short or face a loss in wages and possible administrative punishment, including suspensions. Adding to the staffers' bitter feelings, the working inmates were still drawing government paychecks for their prison jobs, which include painting buildings.
I mean, that whole 50 cent, though.
Cooking meals and mowing lawns. That's true. You're not exaggerating there. We actually get, from a guy who's in federal prison, we get his full paycheck every month, and it literally is 50 cents. At least that's what he says. He says that's his full paycheck.
I believe it, because most jobs, 50 cents an hour is like a lawyer or doctor, you got arrested rate.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually closer to like 2 to 10 cents an hour. And you still got to pay taxes on that, and you can't claim your own exemptions.
So
you got to pay taxes on all of it.
According to the president of the American Federation of Government Employees, it's a union. This is Joe Rojas. He says this is like kicking someone when they're down. In an interview with NBC News, Rojas said some inmates mocked the demoralized prison staffers while feasting on a New Year's Day lunch of grilled steak.
If you can't handle being mocked. Slave drivers, not the job for you.
Right.
Well, it's unwise.
It is.
They had a meal.
But you should be able to handle it.
It's a rough place, though. I mean, people just talk rough to each other.
Yep. They mocked them while feasting on a New Year's Day lunch of grilled steak, garlic macaroni biscuits, and assorted holiday pies.
All right. So, again, Ian, I'd like to point out that the person who wrote this article cited as their source a person who, the correctional officer,
yes.
And the correctional officer has
now... They cited papers. They cited documents. And
I also want to debate the definition of the word steak with this person, because we're not talking about steak. We might be talking about something like country fried steak.
Maybe. Maybe.
Unidentifiable squish breaded. But no, it's not steak.
But at this point, the story is in all likelihood being reported by a correctional officer. The inmates made fun of us about not getting paychecks while they had lavish meals. I mean, what does that make you as the normal listening public? What is that going to make one think? Well, this is clearly bad. We should not bad. But
well,
we shouldn't be bad this bad.
Well, it's worth pointing out that the jail guards usually eat the same food as the inmates at a lot of facilities. So the jail guards were also eating steak. If the inmates were eating steak, so were the jail guards at many of these places. But the point you made in the last hour, Mark, was that you wanted people to know that meals are not normally this good when it comes to jail.
I don't suspect meals are this good. I think they're just
saying
reporting.
They're exaggerating it.
Yes, I believe that.
Let me add this in here, Mark, because we actually, the same inmate that I was telling you about before, I guess prisoner, because there's a difference, right? Inmates are in jail, prisoners are in prison. Anyway.
No, they called us inmates in prison.
Did they? Okay. So anyway, the same prisoner in this particular case who's contacted the show got into a situation with a bit of an ice cream controversy, scandal. I guess scandal would be the right term, right? Because they found out, this prisoner found out that the guards had been munching on some delicious flavored ice cream from Baskin-Robbins in the back. And all the while, the prisoners were only getting vanilla. So what was happening was the prison guards were grabbing all the good flavors for themselves, basically. They were ordering, you know, cookies and cream and, you know, Rocky Road and mint chocolate chip, you name it. They were getting all the good stuff in large, you know, 5-gallon buckets or whatever they were. And they know this because the prisoner was able to do a Freedom of Information Act and actually get the order forms.
Uh-huh.
So they got from the prisons the order forms. Now, you're right. It didn't take them a week to do this, right, because Freedom of Information takes some time. But they did get the dirt that proved that there were indeed prisoner or that prison was being delivered large amounts of ice cream that never made it to the prison floor.
I wish that when I was in prison, they had served me Baskin-Robbins ice cream in vanilla.
Yeah.
The rare occasion that we did get ice cream, it was out of date and of such low quality that I would give it away. I mean, it wasn't a treat.
Yeah, they gave us this crappy little cup ice cream.
It was a little cup, and it was really low quality stuff. I mean, I don't think that they could legally call it ice cream. I don't know what it was.
Well, actually, if they can't call it ice cream, then it would have some other term on the label, like frozen dairy dessert.
Any guarantees that it didn't?
Well, it's been too long. You don't remember what it was.
I certainly don't.
But I do remember at least ours was called ice cream, what we did have, because I would have noticed if it was a frozen dairy dessert. If you actually go into your grocery store and look at the ice cream shelves, I'm going to put ice cream in quotes now, because this is actually one of the things that companies are doing to cut back on the product quality and keep the price the same. So, like, Breyers is one of the people or one of the groups that is doing this. So look at Breyers and look for the ones that say frozen dairy dessert. That's not ice cream. It doesn't have enough cream in it to be considered. May have some milk, but it doesn't have enough cream in it in order for it to be considered legally as ice cream.
And I will give you your just desserts on this one. You really are an expert when it comes to the ingredients and the size and the weight.
And shape and portions.
Ice cream.
Yep.
You pay attention.
I do. The iced frozen dairy dessert is inferior. It's an inferior product, in my opinion. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. More about the frustrations that are happening to the poor, poor Bureau of Prisons employees. I'm going to appear in moments. But what is going to happen if they walk off the job? That's really the big question we haven't even gotten to here yet. We've just been talking about ice cream and prison food. It's Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
There are basically two types of advertising. Direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free here. We are talking about the government so-called shutdown. Some of these departments are actually going without pay, at least if they make it to Friday with this thing still shut down. a lot of people are going to miss a paycheck. About 400,000, roughly, government employees are going to miss a paycheck.
Almost a half a million.
Who have to work. The other 400,000 are going to miss the paycheck, and they don't have to show up to work. So we're talking about the ones that are showing up still, some of them, and they're not happy about having to work and not sure if they're going to actually get paid this Friday.
Right. At the very least, if you're not working and not going to get a paycheck, you can go do something with your time to presumably make a little money.
Time, yeah.
However, if you've got to work in the hopes, in the likelihood that you will be paid at some point in the future, that's not going to appease the bank that holds your mortgage or, you know, the Starbucks or wherever it is that, you've got your, that your money goes.
Right, and the longer it goes, the more, you know, the more difficult your financial situation is going to become.
I wonder if you walked into Starbucks and said, I'm a federal employee and I don't... And I'm not getting paid.
Would they give you free coffee?
Would they give you free coffee?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We get back into that story because there is more to it from NBC. But first, we go to a gentleman who I haven't had on the air here in way too long. He's Robert Mathias, the former host of the Rebel Love Show. Hello, Rob. How are you?
How's it going, guys? Long time. It's been about, I think, like 2.5 years since I've been on radio.
Yeah, it's been at least that. You are, by the way, joining us on Discord, and we didn't have a whole lot of time to do some testing beforehand. Hopefully this will work out, because you told me off the air you were in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and have kind of questionable data coverage, so I appreciate you trying to get a better call quality here with us tonight. For those that aren't familiar, it's funny because it's funny that you happen to, you know, call in. Well, I mean, you told me you were going to, but it's funny you happen to reach out to do this, because within the last month, I've actually had a couple of listeners say, whatever happened to the Rebel Love Show? And I said, well, you know, you kind of moved on, wanted to focus in a different area. You kind of got into, deep into the hippie community, I guess, for lack of a better term. You made a documentary film, and you've been busy.
Oh, I've been very, very busy. I've been on a quest for my sears.
A quest for what? I'm sorry, you cut out there for just a moment.
I have been on a quest for my soul, which has been leading me to Central America, where I will Belize and Costa Rica for the next 3.5 months.
Oh, wow. Mark, you've actually been down to, I know you went to Belize. Did you get into Costa Rica?
No, I've never been to Costa Rica, although my wife has.
Yeah, so that sounds like fun. Now, you originally, I think, told me when we met each other, I think, well, I don't know, within the last year at some point, that you got a bus and you were going to take a bus down there, but that plan's changed. So what's it look like? How's the future shaping up for you?
Just to catch people, what I've been doing. When I put the series finale of the Rebel Love Show, I started a production company, which turned into White Mountain Funk. I do photography, videography, and the music festival. I also in that time frame, I launched a mobile vending business in the music festival world called Hostel Del Funk. $5 cold brew coffees all day long at music festivals and fairs, and I off bus into a tiny home. I planned on driving that down to Costa Rica in the last year and a half. I shot for the moon, but I'm in orbit, and I'm really happy with that.
Okay.
My journey, the flow of life, is taking me still to Costa Rica. But I will be back at the end of April.
What was it that inspired you to, you know, reach back out and want to get back on and kind of update folks? Because it's been a while.
I've had multiple people that were fans of the Rebel Love Show wanted me to reach out and like update of where my life is. I've had multiple people reach out.
Right on. That's cool. Because I remember, like, the last time I invited you to come on, it was from Hemp Fest, and you were judging the hemp cup or whatever they called it, like the cannabis cup, and you were just up in the room, totally blazed, and you were like, dude, I'm not coming on.
How could he possibly? I'll say this about Belize. Sorry.
I was in no condition during HempFest to jump on the air. Like HempFest. No, that was at the New Hampshire Cannabis Freedom Rally.
That's right, the first one.
I was
one
a judge at a legal cannabis. Yeah, and I was in no condition.
Yeah.
After that cannabis.
Mark, you wanted to add something about Belize?
Yeah, just saying about Belize. San Ignacio is amazing. There's lots of tourist locations in Belize, and those are great. But San Ignacio is very as you would expect sort of things to be in Central America, very villagey and really cool. Loved it when I was there, and go check that out.
What's the capital? Is that Daly City or what?
Daly City, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm actually meeting up with Murdoch Biscotti of Come and Take It Text, and we're actually going to go check out San Ignacio and the Mayan ruins in a couple weeks.
Yeah, that guy's he used to do a great show as well, if I recall correctly. Hey,
and he's still a great hardcore activist too.
Yeah, are you guys going to make it down to Anarchapulco at all? You going to be down in that range?
No, I have opportunities in Costa Rica that I can't pass up.
Yeah,
I need to go.
It sounds exciting. I got to say though, if you're going to be down in Central America, Anarchapulco is going to be it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be close to 3,000 people. I think they've sold 2,500 tickets already. It's a huge thing. They're going to rent out the entire resort this time around. They got Ron Paul coming once again, so it's likely going to be a sellout. But we were there last year, and for the past couple of years, and it's I would say it is the best event. Like, it's topped the best pork fest at this point. It's a very, very big event and lots of fun. So if you can't make it this year, if you're still floating around down there next year, it might be worth the trip.
Might be. I'm a snowbird now in my 30s, and I ain't just spend every winter for the rest of my life down the tropics.
I understand.
I hate that cold. Like, I was made for this life, but I'm not this cold.
Yeah. Hey, Rob, thank you for calling in tonight. Feel free to call us from the road if you are, you know, traveling. You got interesting stories because, you know, if you're on the road, there's always going to be interesting stories, especially in places like Central America. And so feel free to keep in touch with us over the years. Always appreciate
thanks.
It. And thank you for your call here tonight. That's Robert Mathias, the former host of the Rebel Love Show there. Getting ready to – he's still technically in New Hampshire. He is – or he was up until he went to visit some folks there in Michigan. So getting ready to change his
nothing
life
wrong with Snowbird.
Yeah. And he did a great documentary film about the Hemp Fest. I don't know if you remember one of the years, Mark, we were there. They had, like, people with cameras were walking around doing interviews and stuff. And that was him. He was putting together a big show, full feature-length, hour-and-a-half-long documentary film about the New Hampshire Hemp Fest. And it's available online. I actually went to his premiere that he did at a club down in Manchester probably about a year or so ago. He did a great job with it. So he had actually brought in the kind of the ideas of liberty into the hippie community. So taking the ideas of freedom, which should appeal to everybody, and introducing them to an audience that, let's say, people like Gary Johnson aren't going to be able to reach. So I thought that was really important work. Anyway, we continue. You can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about the situation in the federal prisons and what's going on there with guards possibly going to miss their first paycheck coming up here on Friday. I'm going to predict, I think Trump wants to have the longest record. I think he wants to have the longest record government shutdown. And we're going to make a new record coming up at the end of the week. I can only hope. We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now, there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, President Trump will deliver a primetime address regarding border security. For the longest time, the president has been pushing for a wall, but now the president says,
we'll build a steel barrier. Steel.
It'll be made out of steel. It'll be less obtrusive, and it'll be stronger. And we're able to use our great companies to make it. That gives us great strength at the border.
As the partial government shutdown continues, the White House says the IRS will continue to give out tax refunds even if the government is shut down when they're due to go out. Actor Kevin Spacey made his first appearance in a Nantucket, Massachusetts court on Monday, and needless to say, things were a little bit crazy.
Off the sidewalk now.
Spacey did not speak during his appearance today and said he's not guilty of sexually assaulting a teenage boy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free, join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which is where Rob was there just a few moments ago. It sounded mostly okay, but it was kind of janky, because if you don't have a good data connection, then Discord's not going to be an improvement. But generally, if you got a good connection, it sounds like you're sitting here in the studio with us. In the studio, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark. And by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com, where they're announcing their partnership with the gift card specialist at eGifter. If you wanted to buy stuff with your Bitcoin Cash, this makes it easy because you can just buy gift cards for hundreds of brands that you're familiar with, many of them like Applebee's, Domino's, Home Depot, Uber, Hotels.com, Nike, and many more. You go to giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on the screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight, and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. Go to giftcards.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we will take your calls and thoughts about what you want. Larry is in Indianapolis listening to WIBC FM. Go ahead, Larry, although I don't think we're on WIBC tonight. Normally, that's how you listen. Go ahead.
Well, I just had to get something off my mind from Saturday's program.
All right.
Everybody's talking about the poor federal workers, right? They really don't have a problem that 3% won't solve. All they have
3%?
To do, that money's out. What I mean is that they can go to any check in the cash, or since there's so many of them, they can get an arrangement set up with payday loan companies and pay 3% and keep on walking.
3%? Payday loans are not 3%.
Well, hey, I know you say that, but back up a little bit. what I'm saying is that since that money is out there, maybe $1 billion or so, anybody's going to take that money because they know it's a sure thing. They'll take a 3% float on that, some hedge fund, and give them their money right away. So I think we're sympathizing with the wrong people. They knew what they were getting.
Are you following what he's proposing here?
Yeah, what he's saying is that the payday loan companies give larger percentage loans because they're not sure if they're going to get paid. However, they are sure that they're going to get paid by the federal employees.
But they're not going to ad hoc that.
What does that mean, to ad hoc it?
They're not going to evaluate each individual thing and be like, oh, you're high risk, you're low risk, you're medium risk. That is not how they operate.
Here's what they do is,
well, I think what he's saying is you want them to get into contract with the federal government to cover the federal government, is what you're saying, right?
What's going to happen is after this is all over, the employees can just sue the federal government and get their 3% back. So what we're making is a bunch of...
Well, I wonder about that, because you'd think that they would have done that before.
Congress, you think Congress won't give them that 3% back? Nancy Pelosi and the rest of the gang, they'll rush to do that because they don't want to lose another election. So it's just a situation where we're going all overboard talking about these poor people, which some of them probably make more than we make, and they have money laid up for that.
But you know, it would be good PR. I mean, I'm no fan of the federal government, and I don't have a bunch of fun. Larry, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I have no love for the federal government and a lot of what they do. But from a PR perspective, if Am Scott or whoever it is that does payday loans, I don't know if Am Scott does payday loans, but those companies, if one of them steps up and says, if you're a federal employee and you're not getting paid this week, come on down to Am Scott, we'll get you taken care of. You know, that would be probably some good PR for them.
Yeah, it is. I'm glad Larry brought it up. I think that is somewhat of a solution.
I don't know if that's legal.
I do think, however, you can probably go to your bank and get a signature loan.
What's that?
It's just a loan that says I'm going to pay.
Okay. Presuming you've had an account for a while.
It's just uncollateralized loan.
Yeah. Get some kind of loan from a bank, and most federal employees are going to have bank accounts, and then they can solve those problems, for...
Part of the problem is just because the feds are good for it doesn't mean you're good for it. So I go get a payday loan, the money's coming.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I'm going to pay you.
To pay it back.
Just because the feds are going to pay me doesn't mean I'm going to pay you.
Right, and they're not going to be able to call up their paper.
Not guaranteed is all that.
Yeah, they're not going to be able to call up the payroll department at the Bureau of Prisons and get
no.
them to cut a check to Am Scott.
No.
You know, to make good. They're relying on that person to come in and pay off the loan.
Yeah, I don't know how they collect, but they seem to be pretty good at it.
So, if you want to join us here, the discussion open to you, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
This would be the only circumstance you're ever going to hear me suggest taking out some kind of loan, that kind of thing. I don't suggest taking out loans. As far as I'm concerned, the borrower is the slave of the lender.
Well, I would suggest quit your job if you are working for the federal government because, as you pointed out, Melanie, it's technically immoral to take money that's being provided at the threat of a gun. You know, essentially they're using violence to get taxes.
Well, I think I pointed out that it was immoral to be a slave driver at being a guard at a prison or a cop of any kind.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying it's not immoral for an accountant position at the same facility?
It's different. I'm not saying it's not immoral, but it's different.
Well, you're not directly putting somebody in handcuffs.
There are also other arguments there. So say you worked making $1 million a year, and they're taking a third of that from you for 40 years, and you're like, you know what? I just want to kind of lay back for a minute. I'm going to work at the library for, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting your own money back. So I'm not ready to say every single government employee is stealing. Because that's probably not the case. It's the case in probably most instances,
but
I don't have like 100% proof that on you that's the case. If your job description involves aggression...
Do you think this is a...
No, I disagree with this statement. I disagree with both of you on this one. So if there's a person who goes around and robs people at gunpoint... if necessary, to get their money, and then goes to the middle of town and hands out $10 bills. Taking a $10 bill, even if you have not been robbed, is not immoral. You are not propagating theft.
But if you know that person got it from stealing.
You can try to do something good with the money, mm-hmm. but he's only going to give out. He's just going to give out $10 bills.
Otherwise,
right?
He's going to keep it.
Right. Otherwise, he just keeps it. Yeah. So it's not the thieves steal and. Just accepting money that is, stolen does not make you a thief. I will, however, say that if you're a pawn shop operator and you know that this one guy is robbing houses mm-hmm. and you're constantly buying from him, yeah, then you're propping him up.
All right, we can continue the discussion, but let's go to the phones first. Jess is on the line in Virginia. Jess, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melanie, and Mark.
Hey, guys. This is Jess Mears with the Libertarian Party. How's everybody?
Oh, Jess. Well, hello there.
Hi. So I wanted to call in because Jackie kind of made a statement that nobody ever calls into Free Talk Live but complains about lack of media attention all the time.
Nobody from the Libertarian Party calls in, yes.
We've got a bunch of Twitch kids calling in tonight.
Well, you might not know that because they all got dumped. But
yeah. Anyway, here you are.
So
what were you calling about?
This past weekend, a group of Libertarians got together and did a trash cleanup on the National Mall. And
I saw that story.
So we organized with 48 hours notice, and I didn't expect there'd be very many people that would come. I was really thinking it'd just be the people that I know, and we'd just kind of do it together and maybe take a few pictures. But it was a really overwhelming experience to see all these people just kind of come, and not only did they show up, but they showed up early. And so we've had probably about 40 people when all was said and done just come together. And there wasn't an overwhelming amount of trash around D.C. because the city came in and collected it. But there was still plenty of trash for us to pick up. And
now tell me this. The National Mall, isn't that where the Washington Monument is?
Yeah, we were right by the Washington Monument and the Lincoln mm-hmm. Monument area.
Now, is that technically a park? Is that a federal park?
Yeah, it is.
Now, people have been unsure about what's been going on during this government shutdown, because in previous shutdowns, they've said that many of these parks were actually barricaded off. Was that your experience? Did you guys have to, go around barricades?
No.
Interesting.
I've been out in the mall the past few weeks, and so up until, the beginning of January, the museums were all open, but then they closed recently. And
all right, stand by if you don't mind. Jess is there in the belly of the beast in D.C., and this government shutdown, in the past has affected the national parks, so we'll find out what it's like right now. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with a gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can dial in here, the toll-free number. If you want to join us on the radio, it's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. And I want to say thank you to, I think it's Gunnaman 2002, who is a Free Talk Live amplifier, and I apologize, whoever it is that wrote this on here did not write whether he was a silver amplifier or not. That's the default. You forgot to mention him last night, Mark, so it's probably your fault. But thank you.
Why
to,
is it my fault? I don't write it.
Gunnaman, well, you should have, because you were responsible for that. So Gunnaman 2002, thank you for being a Free Talk Live amplifier. At minimum, he's in silver. Maybe he's higher up than that. $5 a month is all it takes to support what we do here at Free Talk Live, which is to say broadcasting the ideas of freedom 7 days a week on 190-plus radio stations. Now, to be clear, not all of them take us all 7 days per week. But over that whole week, we are heard on over 190 radio stations, and we're going to be adding a couple new ones here this week. We brought a few new stations, or a few existing stations, onto our weekday show this week, which is very exciting. And coming up this weekend, I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to, and we're not allowed to really say anything about it, but I will say this. We should be getting on an FM signal in one of the nation's biggest cities.
That is correct.
This will be a big...
Let me repeat that. FM signal.
FM talk, yeah.
Yeah. America's biggest cities.
A brand new station as well. So they're going to launch with Free Talk Live as part of their weekend lineup, which I'm very excited about. But we can't say anything more until the embargo is lifted and all the details can come out. But Jess is in Virginia, and she's in the D.C. area. Jess Mears from the Libertarian Party there in the National Libertarian Party. You were talking about something that a bunch of libertarians did this weekend, and that is you guys picked up the reins of responsibility for taking care of one of the parks there in D.C. and did a trash pickup.
Yeah, so the national news kind of was showing pictures about the national parks, all last week, and we decided, like, let's take this opportunity now while the government shut down at least partially, and the media is focusing on national parks every other sentence. So we went out and we did a trash pickup, and there wasn't a lot of trash because the city took over for trash collection since there was outlash from the media. Yeah, so it was picked up. It wasn't like there's trash like everywhere we were stepping. But we did, I mean, of course, there's always going to be a litter with that many people walking around. So we did find things in them.
So what you're saying is here, we don't need the federal government to actually have parks. We could actually have parks without the federal government.
Yeah, well, the point I made is that I think they should be privatized. And there's some really interesting history behind the National Mall there.
Really?
I don't know if you guys know this, but the person who donated money to America to enhance education in the United States donated about $500,000 of money at the time, which is millions of dollars now.
Right.
And that became the mall. And that person had never stepped a foot in America, but donated that money in his will. So the mall was actually inspired by an act of charity to the United States. And now it's costing like $1 billion or more a year to maintain the mall.
Right.
So it's just kind of funny. But like, I made the point that they should probably be privatized.
Yeah,
only the government could pay $1 billion to mow some grass.
Well, we're up here in New Hampshire, as you probably know, and a lot of the parks up here are actually very, very much privately run. They're still run technically by the city, but the city has parks here.
Oh, I'm talking about the state parks. All right.
I don't know anything about the state parks. I'm sure there are state parks, but I can't speak to them. But here in the little city of Keene, New Hampshire, there's a park right over nearby where the studio is, and almost everything in that park is donated. There's a bridge there, donated by a company. There's benches there, donated in the name of, you know, some people who probably long since passed away. They do fundraisers. There's like there's an independent group that helps maintain the park. They do, you know, they pick up the park. They plant flowers in the springtime, and they beautify the place, and it's just an incredibly beautiful little park, and very, very little is done for it by the city of Keene. And so that kind of stuff exists here in a lot of cases. The entirety of one of the other parks in town, which has a huge amount of acreage, was just donated to the city by some individuals. So I think if we got the government out of parks, everybody's so worried that parks wouldn't exist, and it's ridiculous. People love parks, and they would be willing to donate to it, don't you think?
There's a private park.
Sorry, you were saying
that? Private parks. There's a private park in Baton Rouge. It's privately maintained.
Do you have to pay to get into the private park? Because that's what
Keynes pays for it.
That's what people want you to believe, is that, well, if it's run by a company or whatever, whoever is besides the government, there's going to be a turnstile and you have to, you know, drop in 50 cents.
Yeah, no, so there's a private chicken restaurant that's named after a dog, and so this restaurant named Cane's pays for and maintains a dog park. I mean, humans can go there too, obviously, but it's like advertising for
them. Cool.
Humans that want to pet dogs. Go ahead, Jess.
Let's see. I forget what I was going to say, but yes, I think federal parks could definitely be prioritized, and it's really not fair to the people who don't use them to have to pay for them.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there. Jess, thanks for calling in tonight. Appreciate you sharing that. It's rare that we actually hear from libertarians with, you know, things that libertarians are doing out there. So it's nice to know that something's going on. Thank you for the call. Thanks for your service. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I am in touch, by the way, with Adam Kokesh now that he is out of jail. Speaking of libertarians who we have heard from in the past, letting us know what he's been up to. He was going on one of his, I guess it was his initial book bombing thing, where he's got a book, Freedom, and he's gotten some funding, I think, from Dash and Smart Cash to get that book out there into people's hands. And they've gone to New Orleans, which is a place you're pretty familiar with, I imagine, Melanie, because you speak down from that way. They went to New Orleans to do their first book distribution, and were also doing some interesting outreach prior to that on one of the bridges in New Orleans, and where arrested.
Wait, on a bridge?
Yes, on a bridge. Arrested for just simply doing a little bit of cleaning. And we'll tell you more about that. We won't get into all
you can't do that in New Orleans.
All the all the details.
You can't fill potholes either.
There's video of what happened. He was arrested and charged and then ultimately released after a few days, and he's going to tell us the story about that. Hopefully, it looks like we're going to grab him tomorrow night at 9 o'clock Eastern time. So if you're with us for tomorrow's show, Mark, I think you're going to be here, and Aria DeMezzo will be joining us from the Call to Freedom.
Doing my best.
So we'll talk to Adam at that time. Let's go, in the meantime, to the phones and your calls and thoughts. We've got Larry in Massachusetts. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm a frequent listener, and I was losing a lot of sleep about the state of the government right now. You know, Democrats and Republicans not being able to, you know, cooperate, and Donald Trump is just going against the Republican ideas.
Well, you don't want them to cooperate, do you? Because if they cooperate, that means the government's going to get more intrusive and bigger and more oppressive. So, I mean, isn't it a good thing that they're not cooperating?
I feel like the government needs to cooperate so we have a stable system, because right now our economy isn't going the way that it should. Stock market's down. I've invested in many companies, and I've lost a lot of money.
You've lost
the
money?
The government has very little control over the economy like that. There's things they can do to make it worse. The federal government really can't do anything to make it better, including just getting out of the way, because you have other issues there.
Furthermore, we're in the longest month-over-month bull run in U.S. history. So if you're losing money, it might have something to do with what you're investing in. What are you investing in?
Companies like Tesla. And I mean, I know Tesla is like kind of a niche market, but
I'll let that go through on the internet feed, but I'm not going to let that one go out on the radio.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, though. The toll-free number here, you said he was well endowed. I will say, I can say that.
Yeah, big deal. Yeah. You know, since we have a moment here, I'd like to talk to the young mendicants on Twitch.
Uh-huh.
And for those of you who don't know what a mendicant is, it's a person without a job.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, it's usually a religious term, like a person who takes an order.
Okay.
I mean, it's basically, what I'm saying is you bums.
Yeah.
We love you guys, and we're glad you're listening, but we have a dump button. There's this thing called a television. It used to be this box. It was like a computer, only there was no internet.
Yeah.
And, like, the picture was nowhere near as crisp. And out of that box came broadcast. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, broadcast has rules. And that rule, among those rules are, you can't say things that are naughty. And in order to follow those rules, because we had those dirty words when we were kids, too. In order to follow those rules, we developed something called a dump button. And a dump button allows us to go back up to 7 seconds in time.
We can actually make it as long as we want to. But
and drop your dumb butt right off
you'll
the air.
You'll never even make it.
Yeah, like, you did all the time that you did.
He waited for quite a long time for that one, too. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 762-80. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 762-80. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 762-80. Text JOIN to 762-80.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.